The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Wow. I mean, I was definitely delayed on that one. I'm sorry. My fault.
I rushed it a little bit, honestly, just because I was yawning. Well, I got excited and yawning. So I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be late. I'm going to miss. Hi, guys. Well, hi, guys.
Hey.
Wow. That,
hey,
you know what? That music just plays on and on and on.
It's just so happy. I really do feel a little pep in my step when I hear it.
I feel like I should be just, you know, stacking pancakes with lots of butter on them for my 50s sort of family.
Yeah,
my
definitely
husband reading
have
the paper,
an apron
smoking
on.
Smoking a cigarette, you know.
That's, yeah, I have like my that. Hair in curlers.
Basically,
cute
like anything
dress.
That was in the film Pleasantville,
yes,
I feel like goes with that sort of soundtrack that we've selected as our theme music. Okay, guys, hello. Welcome to another all-new Tara and Johnny, the award-winning podcast. So I think we cut right to the chase because the dog show last week in Oaks, Pennsylvania, the National Dog Show, which is coming to you across all time zones at noon on Thanksgiving Day, was a hoot and a half, as it always is. And we even have a brand new version of Welcome to, Enjoy the Area.
Yes, I can't wait to tell this story. But like, let's first get into the dog show and sort of run through our day there. So, you know, we go and it's they're having preliminary events, right, Johnny?
It's the so guys, if you aren't familiar, since we are dog experts now, having
the National Dog Show.
National Dog Show, 3 years in a whole row. So it starts out with competition within the breed. So the Chihuahuas compete against all the other Chihuahuas and then they choose best in breed. And then that best in breed goes to best in group. So Chihuahuas go to the toy group and they compete against Pomeranians and Japanese Chins and other tiny toy breeds of dogs. And then the winner of that group goes on to the final best in show that you actually see on television. But there's a lot of preliminary events that lead up to that.
Right. So we're kind of there while that's happening. And the first thing that Johnny and I ask our producer is, when are the flat coats and when are the Japanese Chins? Like, we need to know.
And our producers know this by now. They know that that's all we really want to see. We'll
right.
do our work, but we want to see the Chins, my breed, and we want to see the flat coats, Tara's breed.
Right. And I saw a flat coat like 2 years ago, but I feel like I always miss my opportunity. Although, Johnny, there was one getting groomed, actually bathed on this little table, and I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, that is a flat coat. I was a little like disappointed that the owner wasn't as excited to hear that I myself have a flat coat. You know, you feel like, okay, so flat coated retrievers, guys, are a rare breed. I found Dublin because
very exclusive as
there's
well.
There's two breeders in the country, only two breeders. And also finding like the brown one, because like, black and brown, finding a brown one is, the brown is even harder. So when my dad and I were sort of looking for my future Dublin, it was a long process and blah, blah, blah. So I always feel that when I find a fellow flat-coated retriever owner, there should be this camaraderie and this bond that we feel. And
the bond!
Every B word, we just do that.
The bond between flat coat owners.
And there just wasn't any. Like, she didn't want anything to do with me. The dog was adorable. And I asked, because the dog's ears didn't have, I don't know if you go to my Instagram, you'll see Dublin all over it. I usually Insta-story him. And his ears are really his best feature. They are so cute and they're big, fluffy, and crimped, almost like 80s style.
And he has very soulful eyes as well. I didn't like this flat coat. I like Dubby.
I mean, Dubby, I have to admit, when I was like standing there talking to the owner and the flat coat, I forgot the dog's name. But Dubby,
you know,
could win.
Is that one?
You know, just looking at this and how this adds up, I think Dubby's coming out on top. But I like asked her about his ears, and she was just like very short. Like she wanted nothing to do with me. So it sort of like soured the experience for me. But yeah. I got a kick out of it because flat-coateds are these, they call them like the Peter Pan breed of dogs because they never grow up. My dog is 6 and a half, and you would think he's 6 months. They like talk to you. They do this thing called ruing. I don't know if maybe you can.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. To everything you say. And different levels and tones, and it's really adorable, but they have so much energy. And I just laughed because when I saw this flat-coated getting its, like, bath, every other dog there is just, like, very quiet, so disciplined. And this dog, like, its tail was wagging, and the water was going, was shaking on Johnny and I, and just, I mean, just another little Dublin. So,
but meanwhile, like, this whole time, Tara is almost expecting a puppy from Todd Cap for Christmas. There's a little bit of that.
It's stressing him out.
It's stressing him out because, I mean, Dubby is an awesome dog, but he's big and he's a handful. And he's, you know, he's a big dog to take care of. And Todd Cap, you know, travels less than you, and it gets on Dubby duty.
I mean, we
a lot.
Can be real. Todd's on Dubby duty all the time.
Yeah,
he is the best dog dad ever. Like, he feeds him. He takes him out every time. And Dublin does this thing. I don't know for you, Johnny, if you have the same ism, but Dublin can be left home at, you know, for like 8 hours alone, if need be. We don't do that. But if he needs to, he can stay home all day. And he is potty trained and he will not go to the bathroom. When we're home, he's such a little like attention whore that every 15 minutes he'll come up to Todd because he knows I'm not going to take him out. And he'll start ruing. And then he'll run to the door, run back and ruin at him. And it's like it's a every 15 minutes thing. So I don't understand how some days like if need be, he can hold it for 8-10 hours. But at home, it's like 16 to 17 minutes.
Well, he just knows that Todd's going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, while Tara was on her rigorous search for a flat-coated breeder or, you know, possibly another large breed that could be interesting, we were sort of stalking this one called a Kuvas.
Yes.
Which is a Hungarian.
Tell the story. It's amazing.
It's this Hungarian white Hungarian dog, and it's big,
gorgeous.
And I guess it's gorgeous. It was a hunting dog. You know, if I were to have a big dog, I think I'd go full Borzoi, you know, the Russian that have like the very curved bodies,
right.
And I love them. They're beautiful. But anyway, this Kuvas apparently is a bit of a terror. So we were shooting something when we saw the Kuvas group competing against each other. And we were both like, "Oh, it's that pretty white dog." And the trainer of these French bulldogs the breeder of these French bulldogs that we were handling for our opening on camera, which we'll get to. My arm's still sore. But anyway, while the woman said, you know, guys, whenever there's a dog breed that is listed as loyal, as the Kuvas is, it means that they're mean to everyone but their family.
Right.
And that sort of made sense. I mean, there has to be, it's the same as like when they say charming and cozy for an apartment or a home, it means it's small.
Right.
So loyal, I guess, just means that dogs are mean.
Well, I didn't want to take her answer as the truth. So I waited till I saw the dog's owner, which actually was this cute little teenage girl because they were doing a juniors event for that breed. And so I walked over to her and I was like, hey, like, you know, we're looking for another dog. And she's like, oh, he's so lovely. And I was like, tell me about him. And she's like, well, you know.
And a kid's not going to lie to us because
no,
we're already at that age where they would call us ma'am. And
yeah.
She's not going to lie.
No, she was so blunt and it like did it. Like, we cannot have this dog. She's like, well, you know, what's really great is they are a guardian dog. So they are bred not to just attack, but they're the only breed bred to kill. And I was like, all right,
murder.
Thanks. Moving on. Okay.
But I didn't hear this conversation because I was busy playing with my hair or something, just not associated with that conversation. So then we finished our day and whatever. And I was just, you know, Tara can sometimes forget specific names of things. And so I had remembered Kuvas. So I looked it up on Google. I grabbed a picture and I just sent her the name in case she was still interested in looking for puppies or breeders or whatever, because they're beautiful, beautiful dogs. And then she told me the story about the killing abilities of this dog. And I did a little scenario, as I often do when
it's
we
so
text.
It's so amazing. Go ahead.
We try not to talk that much during the week so we can save it for you guys on the podcast. And I basically wrote a little, you know, storyline with quotes and everything of Tara talking
Wait,
to Todd and having a conversation.
Let me get it. Hold on.
Yeah. This is
so
okay.
Good.
So this was posed as Tara having a conversation with
so he sends,
Todd as if she'd bought a kubas.
So he sends me this beautiful picture of the kubas, and I was like, "Wow!" The little girl trainer said they're so cuddly, and they are actually the only breed that is bred to kill, not just attack, but to kill. And I said, "Well, that's comforting, little girl." And then you go, "Hey, TK, where's Dubby? Oh, Snowball ate him." I was dying over that because you know what? I also would name the dog Snowball. Like, you know me? Like,
yes.
That is its name. Like, if you guys saw our text convo, I'm just looking now.
It's schizophrenic, if anything.
It's so funny because in the next post is you send me a photo of me with, like, my mouth all crazy. Like, I must be doing something. I know
you're
that.
You were mid-talk.
Mid-talk, but I look bananas. It's just so funny. Oh,
well, that's the picture now that pops up when you call or text. I changed it from
good.
That awkward arm picture from Florida last year
yeah.
to mean face Tara screaming at someone holding a French bulldog.
I love it. Oh, should we say, remember, okay, so speaking of the French bulldog, every year we do an open for the show where we walk and sort of, you know, say hey and what we're doing here at the National Dog Show. So, like, for many years, it's always been very funny for the producers to give me the very large dog and Johnny the small dog to walk with. And this year, they're like, let's mix it up. We've done that enough. So there were two French bulldogs that were so cuddly and so cute, and we were going to walk them.
Well, let me jump in here because I am not a fan. I think, you know, sometimes they're cute, but I'm not a fan of those, like, overly hefty,
right.
wrinkly, like, dogs that everyone's like, oh, he looks like a little English gentleman, or, you know, oh, he needs a pipe and a hat.
Right.
I like a pretty little, you know,
delicate.
For lack of a better, a delicate dog. And I love a chin, but these dogs are not
and
at my alley. I love Debbie, but, you know, the hefty dogs are
right.
just not my thing. I don't find them cute. They smell funny. I have bad experiences with Boston Terriers, and those are close enough to to these French bulldogs. So I wasn't so into it.
Right. And, guys, talking about hefty, and this is not body shaming the French bulldogs in any way because they were cute and adorable.
God knows people are going to write us.
But, guys, like, we had to carry these dogs, and it's deceiving. I'm 100% my dog was, like, 75 to 100 pounds.
Yeah, definitely. Like, okay, so we were working, obviously, with one trainer who had this puppy that was blonde that Tara ended up carrying, who she says kind of clocked in at right around 18 pounds. And then I had a grown-up Frenchie that was competing and May actually, he was being touted as one of the favorites to win the whole thing. And I was carrying him, and he was about 26 pounds. But with how girthy they are, how many takes that we had to do, because to work with animals, it's really hard simply because this is a long story, but the trainers are really into how the dog looks, obviously,
right. So
wait, it's a dog show.
I have to explain that. So the owner was very, very sweet, but very into the way...
Animated,
the dog. Yes, the way the dog looks. Now, this is just a little blip on TV. Like, she said that the blonde one was fine to carry, but she preferred if Johnny walked the other dog, but we were saying, hey, the dog won't be in the shot because, you know, the dog's so small. But she was, like, not having it. And she's like, you don't understand, like, his face... gets, you know, he gets this, like, double chin when you carry him.
Meanwhile,
and
it's a French bulldog, and they have, like, six chins anyway.
Right.
Like,
she,
they're not a slim dog.
Yeah, but she was into it and on top of it. And she's like, well, let me see. And, you know, she was, like, visibly distraught over us, you know, showing off the double chin of one of her dogs. So go on, Johnny.
And I mean, there is a sense of decency. Like, you don't want to make sure that if you're carrying a dog on television, that their privates don't show and that they look their best. But I mean, really, honestly, it's most important that Tara and I look our best for our opening on camera on Thanksgiving Day.
And not only that day, carrying that dog, I was so conflicted because I was like, you know,
my arms were shaking.
No, but the thing is like, I really was excited about my new leather, like, shirt bodysuit thing. And I was like, this is a full shot. Like, you know, I want
a full body shot.
Yeah, I want to see the thing, but I needed two hands. So there was like a point where I dropped my hand and then like pull it back up. I'm going to look so awkward on camera. You know, I don't know, girls. I mean, Johnny, you have the same thing. When you get a new outfit, you get so excited about like wearing it that you realize you're just being very silly and no one's going to notice that you have a new outfit.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all do it for the approval of men around us, and men never notice.
I think
that's where that whole thing mentally comes from. I love showing off my fashions and all, but, you know, no man is ever going to see me and be like, wow, is that a new caftan you're wearing? But in any event, so we start filming with these with Frenchies, and I think we actually got Frenchies. It was predetermined for us. I mean, the worst thing a producer can do is leave things to us, because then we take over the entire shoot and we just produce ourselves. So our producer has worked with us before, and she knows how we are, and she's a fan of French Bulldogs, which is why we got stuck with French Bulldogs. But they're little meatballs to hold, and the amount of takes we had to do to make sure that we were saying the right thing. And then there was so much action behind the camera because the trainer's back there going, do we, or like playing with food and throwing things.
I don't know if you saw this, but like I come up and we're facing camera and she's right under the camera and she had, you know, the tied, like the rope with the ball on the end and you like swing it. She was taking it and swinging it. So as I'm trying to like get through, you know, whatever we memorize for these lines, she's going bananas and the ball is like flying. And I was just like, I stopped. Remember, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, is there any way? Because like, I know my eyes are darting.
You can calm down, ma'am. But like, the way it really is best in show. And I say this with full love and respect of the movie and all of the trainers and breeders at the dog show, because it really does. When you have a niche sport or niche thing that you just are obsessed with, it takes over your life. But the way that they'll talk to us is like that trainer in particular with the French Bulldog. She was like, have you heard of bully sticks? And she says, everyone looks over their shoulder at me when I pull out the bully stick. And I'm like, I have no frickin' idea what a bully stick is, ma'am. You know, my dog likes butter. So I don't know what a bully stick is, but she sort of whispered it to me in a way that, first of all, I'm an idiot for not knowing what it is.
I mean, second of all, bully sticks.
Well, second of all, it was almost like she was trying to tell me, like, oh, my dog does cocaine. You know, it was just like secretive and like I was an idiot all wrapped in one. So each trainer and each dog has their own personalities, but it's hilarious.
It was funny. I mean, that just that open. I mean, I also cut my wrist because I did want to show off my outfit. So I did keep the other arm down for most of it. And when I handed over the dog, like, I don't know if you noticed, Johnny, like, my wrist just wouldn't go back to normal for like a solid 15 minutes. I was like, maybe I did something.
Wow, they were so heavy, and they didn't help lift themselves at all. Like when I walk around with Choma, and like I do a thing called a chin trot where I just take very small goose steps like the Lannister army, and I trot him around the house, and he loves it, and he'll start to fall asleep like a baby. And I do things like that, so I'm used to carrying a dog. But this thing, and he'll help me sort of lift him up.
It's like
these Frenchies were not having it.
We had the worst pair skater.
Oh, yeah.
So, guys, like in pair skating.
Still in pain.
When you watch these girls get themselves over, you know, the heads of their partner, and, you know, there's a lot about timing and rhythm and, like, the strength of the male figure skater.
Of the male partner.
But at the same time, the girl really has to be strong and hold herself up so she's not dead weight. And these Frenchies would have been the worst pair skaters. They were dead weight.
Yeah, just dead weight, like lifting a dead thing, you know? Yeah.
Well, we got through that.
Yeah, we got through that. And then a fun thing was that we interviewed a judge, the judge of Best in Show. And Tara and I had a long day already, and we get slap happy when we're tired. Mm-hmm. And all we really have to do is look at one another, and we emit every emotion that we're feeling and have a full conversation telepathically. Without saying a word. So by the time we got to this judge's interview, and it was very interesting to feel how or to learn how the dogs are judged and what they actually look for. You know, straight legs seems to be a big thing. And the lady that came over, sorry, we just had telepathy again over the podcast. But anyway,
that
we were
one
interviewing.
Moment, you know. Just right out there.
Yeah. So
landed on the dog.
This woman, she was having a moment, and it was her little Japanese chin, actually, that he was a puppy and he wasn't a champion yet. So this best in show judge for Television Magic was basically teaching us how to judge, you know, a fully grown show dog on a puppy Japanese chin. So it was a little dicey anyway, and he was sort of very, like, when people aren't used to doing things for television, things can go very long. So basically, Tara and Mai's opening on camera is 45 seconds. So we have to fit a lot of information in 45 seconds, do it really cute, sound very smart, and be approachable, like the girl next door. But we've got 45 seconds to make you all feel every emotion that we want you to feel. So when we interview people that aren't used to doing TV, they'll draw out a full explanation of why the legs have to be straight, and it can be 10 minutes.
Right.
And this man, he's very respected in the dog world.
He was thorough in his answers. That's all that it was, just thorough.
But the piece is going to be 2 minutes, and if you consider a minute of it as you and I, he's a minute to tell us things, like in a nutshell, boom, boom, boom. But, you know, he was an older gentleman, and he was from Wales. He was super cute. But it was a tough interview. And then this trainer of the Japanese chin, or breeder, I never know which is which.
Me
but
neither.
Anyway, she's either a breeder or a trainer. She comes over, and she had a really jazzy jacket on, and she was giving her input too. So it just was a really distracting interview.
It was so
there's
funny.
More we can say about it, and I should never have gone down that road because Tara and I have our own opinions about how things went there. But anyway, it was a fun day.
It really was. Okay, so I don't know if you remember last year, and we say it throughout our podcast many times, where we say enjoy the area because we were at the dog show and Johnny was having this awkward conversation and didn't know what to say to this person and was talking about like Philadelphia and was like ended it in this really awkward way of enjoy the area. And it was just like, okay.
Guys, just to preface what Tara's going to tell you next is that it's really awkward at times when we do meet people and you're kind of stuck standing waiting for cameras to be positioned properly and microphones and hair and makeup and powder when we're working, because there's a lot of times when we'll meet people that because of this podcast and because we're on TV, they know us a lot better than we know them. And you don't know what their favorite aspect of you is or if they even know who you are. So you've got to be really guarded. So sometimes I come out with things like, enjoy the area. Well, because I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Like, oh, how are the kids? I don't know if you have kids. But like sometimes it can be weird and you just search for something to say.
Okay.
Or Tara starts to look at her phone. But I have to find things to say. I got to man up.
But the thing is this time it was actually during a take. And we walk over. So the setup of it is that we're walking through, like, meeting dogs and, like, getting some info from the owners. So we walk up to this guy.
Oh, we were asking them how they celebrate victories.
Oh, yeah. How they celebrate how their dog celebrates their victory.
Yeah.
And so we pull up to this guy, and Johnny's talking. And he's just like, okay, so this is, you know, this
so,
is
so
John,
and so and this,
and
is,
this
his dog.
Is, you know, Owen, and we wanted to know, like, how, you know.
Wait, hold on. Where did you pull out Owen from?
I have no idea. That is weird. So random. And you're like, so how do you celebrate? And thank you for meeting with us. And then shakes his hand. Who does that in the middle of a thing? Thank you for meeting us. And
thanks
then, like,
for meeting with us.
Shake his hand.
I know. Well, because he was like, okay, so also I sometimes feel like I've got something to prove when I meet, you know, dude bruss. Like when I meet bruh. I feel like I have something to prove because I'm the man in the relationship. Like it or not, crazy sparkly outfits or not, I'm the dude.
Right.
So I have to do dude small talk sometimes, and that involves shaking hands. So when we, I feel at a deficit, actually, when we go up to, like, straight guys. And I'm like, yo, bruh, thanks for meeting with us, bruh. And, like, what am I supposed to do? So I shook
Thank
his hand.
Thank you for meeting with us. It was so awkward. It was so funny. I burst out laughing. Like, I couldn't stop. So Enjoy the Area has found a new friend. And, you know, sometimes I'll just tell Johnny, thank you for meeting with us.
Thank you for meeting with us. Mm-hmm. And with that said, we'll be right back.
Now Flair has got a fine point.
New Ultra Fine, see there?
It's crisp and bright, precisely right.
Score another point for Flair.
Now there are three Flair pens. The famous felt tip, the hard head for a smooth line, even through carbons, and new Ultra Fine Flair, precisely right for people who write precisely, with an ultra fine line and vivid Flair ink.
When you try this new pen, one stroke and you'll declare, ultra fine is just divine. Score another point for Flair.
Thank you for meeting with us on this podcast.
Thank you for meeting with us.
Yes.
You know, it's like we were auditioning new lawn service people, or like we were looking for new agents. Like,
yeah,
oh, thank you so much for meeting with us. Meanwhile, this guy, he's got his sunglasses on. He has a golden Labrador retriever, and he has no idea what happened to him. He took his dog fries from McDonald's.
Oh my goodness.
If I remember correctly. Anyway, that was fun.
The dog show was great. I mean, do we have any other stories? I think we sort of covered them all.
Yeah, I think those are the best of them. But anyway, you can catch it across all time zones on Thanksgiving Day right after the parade at noon. And
aren't they airing it one more time as well on Saturday?
Yeah, at 8 or 8:30 at nighttime. Sorry we don't have the specifics, guys, but just tuck in and you can just sit and wait for us. Yeah, we wait for you. We wait for you guys to listen on Saturdays and Sundays so we can get our real quadrillions of podcast numbers in. So you can wait for us.
Tune in.
We'll be there. Okay, so last night I think I ripped every muscle below my belly button, but above my privates. I fell so hard ice skating.
What did you do?
Okay, so here's the thing.
I'm gonna say, I saw like a Sal and a toe. It looked a bit tight.
Yeah, I am.
Got that rotation in.
I know. And here's the thing. Like, we've talked about it before on the podcast, and you know, I don't love ice skating all the time. I don't appreciate training. I don't. You know, I'm 33. It's normal to go through highs and lows and willingness to do what you do. But I'm preparing for a performance at Bryant Park and
Queen of Bryant Park.
And, you know, I'm preparing for skating things and gigs. So I have to be in shape. I have to show up and be good at what I do and what I'm known for. And, you know, training is a big part of that. And I'm still sort of in that gray area where I'm just kind of like, OK, well, I guess I'll go into the rink. So I'm not loving it. Plus, I skate so late at night and it's cold and, you know, it's just bad news bears all around. But anyway, I was doing these kill drills and I'm not in the best of shape right now. So I do things like what I call kill drills when you put on a piece of techno music or something and you just skate really fast from end to end and do jumps at either end. And you fit in as many as you can in the last minute of a piece of music. And when I was young, I was really good at doing this, and it was supplemental training. But now it takes me a little while to get to the end. But I was so tired at the end of a kill drill, and I rushed the takeoff of nothing more than a triple toe loop, the easiest triple that there is. And my feet got stuck in the middle of the air, and I was spinning rotating very slowly. And I came down literally like the heel of my blade and then ass first. It was just full on like a building falling down, how it falls inside itself. Consider that all of my innards, with my ass being the direct access point to pain. So then I flung myself to try not to hurt myself with the fall and just sort of commit to the slide. And I just ripped everything. I laid on the ice and I skate alone at night. And it was just kind of like, I'm going to die laying here on this ice because I certainly cannot stand up. There's no one here. My phone's all the way over there by my bag. What am I going to do? It was pure panic. I got myself together and I got up and I'm alive today, thank God. But
thank goodness.
You know,
I mean, there really is nothing worse than like the falls that shock you a bit because you didn't like know it was coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like sometimes you can feel a jump go wrong. You're like, oh, I'm going down. But then there's some that like you know you're going down, but not as abruptly as it actually happens. And it's like one of those things where like you hit the ice and your brain sort of bounces. You're like,
yeah. I mean, this one there was no. I couldn't expect it. Ooh. And I tell everyone this when they ask like how bad does it hurt to fall on the ice? It must be awful. And that's mainly because people's experience is going to like a public skating session when you have bad skates from rentals. And you fall and you don't know how to skate or how to submit to a fall. And really, it's like Bambi. You just kind of slide with it, and you go with it, and your body, you go limp when you fall, just so you don't hurt yourself and break things. But these shocking falls, you'll break some stuff. You'll mess some things up, and these hurt much worse than anything else. But anyway, I'm doing fine. We've got Thanksgiving this week.
We sure do, and we are spending Thanksgiving in Lake Placid, New York for Skate America. You should have heard that call when I was like, hey, Mom, so looks like Thanksgiving is falling upon Skate America. No, Tara.
Mommy's not going.
Mommy hates this.
Mommy has not looked at a Swarovski rhinestone in years, and Mommy's not about to start now.
Oh, no. And then I was like, okay, Mom, but like, because so Todd's parents are coming in, too, because we're going to spend the holiday together. And it's going to be really fun. It's supposed to be like snowing like crazy there. You know,
cold.
I love. Yeah, it's going to be holiday-esque and, you know, it's going to feel like Christmas. So I'm excited about that. And it's a cute little town. I used to spend many Thanksgivings there because on Stars on Ice, we would have rehearsals for like 3 weeks in September in Simsbury, Connecticut. And then we'd move on right before the tour happened after Christmas. And we'd spend 2 weeks in Lake Placid doing rehearsals in our opening night, and brings back lots of memories. And we'd have Thanksgiving dinner there together and stay at the Mirror Lake Inn. And so I'm excited to go back. But, you know, I feel a little like responsible for the family. So I'm trying to get tickets and I'm trying to like make it fun. And I was like, Mom, so I got tickets, and I'm not going. I was like, no, you have to go. Like, Sue, Paul, Dad, like, it's going to be a thing. Like, I'm going to be working all weekend. You've got to make this seem like it's going to be really fun. And Sue and Paul love figure skating, so they're going to love it. But my mom's like, oh, gee, I hate ice rinks.
Mommy hates an arena. Mommy hasn't even gone to see Kenny G in concert because it's in an arena.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I actually yelled at somebody today, several people, in fact. Mommy's had a rough day. Because I, before Thanksgiving, I am going to Detroit, Michigan. Not entirely why, but I was invited, so I'm going. Because I don't have, like, any relation at all to Detroit, Michigan. But it's a huge skating town, and just to promote Olympics or whatever. So I am going to be in the Detroit Thanksgiving parade. So I've got to fly on Wednesday, arrive. Lena, my manager, is going to be in Cleveland, and she's for the holidays, so she's driving up with a couple of friends. We're going to have dinner the night before. But then on Thanksgiving, I'm working. I'm doing hair and makeup. I'm standing on a float waving at people. And then I've got to fly to...
This is in Detroit?
In Detroit.
The Queen and of Detroit.
The Queen of Detroit! Yeah, so I don't really know much of Detroit. I've never... stayed downtown, which is going to be a new experience, and that's happening this time. And I haven't been to Michigan in quite some time, so I'm looking forward to it and I'm excited about it. But the organization of the organizing committee has been a little bit strange to deal with because I fly tomorrow midday, and I still don't have a flight or a confirmation number. So I am freaking out about that because it's the most traveled day in the year. And the last thing I need is to show up at the airport with all of the stuff for Skate America and all of our on-air looks, plus, you know, snow boots and whatever else we're going to need for up there, steamers, and have to go through crowds and figure things out. So I've just been very stressed out about my travel day tomorrow. And you know me, I like to arrive 17 hours early, and I like to be packed very early.
Yeah, you must be a mess today.
My palms have been sweating all day. I've been angry. I couldn't even focus on my workout this morning because my abs are falling apart from the fall last night. Plus, they can't get me a goddamn confirmation number. And then, like, I had to call and yell at several people today because I basically said, you know what? Thanksgiving's going to crash because if I don't have a confirmation number in 35 minutes, I'm not going.
Oh.
And that's how the conversation
ended. Well, then you'll
just
have to go to Lake Placid early and join us for Thanksgiving.
No, I don't need to eat turkey. Do you remember me telling you that I'm heavy and I need to lose weight? And I fall on triple toe loops.
That was the wrong answer in my invitation. But anyway, we'll move on.
But thank you. I'm honored to be invited.
No, I feel like you don't want to go. That's cool.
I don't like holidays.
Yeah,
you know
we don't
me.
Have to spend a holiday together.
I would rather sit in my room and cry.
Oh,
anyway, I won't get in
it
until
with
late.
Me. Okay, cool.
Well, you know, I can always get along and rely on my tears. You have a husband and a whole family and stuff that you're going to have to pay attention to. You can't pay attention to my tears.
Okay,
on such a special day.
Moving on.
I am not going to an arena, Tara.
I'm not doing that. Can I tell you about, I have a new syndrome. I'd like to share it with our, I said, my podcast audience, I feel, you know, it's like family. It's like friends
and
family.
We're family and friends.
And I feel that I can share it with you guys. I had a...
But if we ever find out you people are gossiping about us...
I mean, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. Okay, next. Syndrome.
So I have a new syndrome. And, you know, it's been bothering me. I feel like for the last couple months, I've noticed like on my stomach, like I came out of the shower and I was like, oh, like looks like a little red or looks like a little like... welt almost, right? Very small. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, whatever. And the next morning kind of seems better or whatever. And then 2 months later, I was like, oh, that doesn't, like, it looked worse. And then kind of been forgetting about it. Todd's like, it's nothing, blah, blah, blah. This last week, it's getting worse. It almost has like a raised little ring. I'm like, is this ringworm? Like, what is this?
Wait, is it just the one?
Just one on my tummy. And, okay. And so... I freaked out yesterday. I was like, I gotta go to the doctor. So
I'm dying.
They fit me in. I went in this morning and she's like, I think it is hold on. I have it written down.
Grand Marnier?
No, it's something much worse than that. It's called granuloma annular. So if any of you guys ever have had a bout of this, let me know. I guess it's like you can get it from a vaccine, which I got lots of vaccines on the honeymoon. You can get it from an insect bite. And it's just like this inflammation. It could take up to 2 years to go away. So bad nice. Part is I went home. Todd's filming today. And Todd always loves to like film right to the last minute before we leave on a trip. Like he's not packed. He's like filming till like whatever time and we're up at 8 a.m. tomorrow. So it's kind of stressful. But anyway, back to this. Went alone. I come home. I'm like doing the thing that this hypochondriac should never do. Google this syndrome.
Did you call your dad?
Called my dad. They're on a flight to Lake Placid. I left like 4 messages. Finally, on my way here, I have that new thing on my phone where it's like, I'm not, you know, are you driving? And it won't send like notifications. So I get like 4 messages from my dad. He's like, you're fine. Da 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 da. He sends me like the Mayo Clinic version. He's like, it's okay. But to be honest, I'm still not quite comfortable with this small red ring on my tummy. Just wanted to share it with all you guys. If you've ever had a little bout of this, you know, and you want to ease my fears in any way, go ahead.
Okay. I had, do you remember when we went to Brazil to film the, features in Rio, like the first set of them.
Yeah.
Well, there and leading up to that, I was dealing with some crazy skin. It was like an all over the body sort of breakout of rash.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it was awful. And really, it just comes from stress. And the only thing you can do is put lotion on it, which I don't accept. I think there's an injection for everything. And why not help me?
Right.
So... you know, that's what I was starting to think when you started describing it. But if it's just one.
Just one. I'm not happy. I'll show it to you when we get to Lake Placid. I'm not happy.
I mean, I'm sure
it.
I've probably noticed it or seen it. I had a little syndrome taken care of yesterday.
What?
I had a bit of a cold, and you saw this pimple last week.
Yes.
It turns out that it was 2 right next to each other.
Ooh.
But it was really, we're losing our entire audience right now, by the way.
My syndrome thing not entertaining? Be honest.
It wasn't. It's terrifying. The same as my double pimple.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm just trying to be there with you so that we both gross everyone out in equal measure.
We always have syndromes together.
Yeah. So just so that we're on the same page, Tara and Johnny health check tonight at 8. So it sounds really pretentious, but sometimes just because of our schedule and when we have to be on camera or in front of people and you get a little something on your skin, and I'm sort of in the middle of switching out a few things in my skin regime, so my skin isn't reacting the way I'd want it to, but it sort of is just freaking out. And I have been anti-pimple since I got my first one, and I vowed never to have one, and I have really been a crazy person about my skin. And something popped up, and it allegedly came from drooling in my sleep, which is disgusting enough. Like, who's going to want me now? I drool in my sleep.
Yeah.
May not snore, but definitely, you know, you wake up in a puddle of your own spittle. apparently I got a double pimple from that, and I had to have it go extracted. because I don't like to pinch my own skin.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, because you get bruises and you can scar and you can mess yourself up. So I went into a professional and I basically ran into the dermatologist's office like I was dying. Oh my God, my leg is falling off. You know, the whole thing. But that got taken care of. But now today it looks like the first 15 minutes of Saving Private Ryan on my face. So it just looks like a war zone.
Oh, speaking of health check.
Taryn Johnny health checks tonight at 8. Check your, presented by local sponsors. I met a new addition to my extended family yesterday. My dear friend for years and years and years now, Dirk, she had her first child and I went and I held the newborn yesterday. So that's a nice hospital thing that happened to me yesterday.
How was that? How was the baby?
Well, he's so cute. And
Johnny,
you know,
I'm actually like Instagramming right now.
That's fine.
you know, of us doing the podcast.
Yeah. Hi, guys. But yeah, so I got to meet this newborn baby boy. And you guys know I'm not really partial to children. Definitely always afraid I'm going to break them or they're going to give me the flu. And, this
also
newborn
baby
was
going into a hospital, you know?
Yeah, it's just really disconcerting because you're in a hospital. And it was like Fort Knox trying to get in just to take her some flowers. But I was so excited to meet him and just the joy and the love that his parents have for him already. And he's just 2 days old. It was incredible, but he already has hair. He's got, you know, really small hands and a small nose and small feet like all babies do. But I held him and it melted my little heart. And of course
so
he cried.
So you loved it.
I love him specifically. The same as I love Dubby specifically.
Right. Okay.
I am not, you've got to earn it. And he looked at me and he earned it. So anyway, that was a fun hospital happening yesterday. What are we doing?
What else? Are we done?
Yeah. No, we're not done yet. We've got like 5 more minutes to fill. So let's talk about Skate America and Lake Placid and how that's going to go down.
Oh, yeah. We kind of got off track there per the usual.
Yeah. And we have a big day, guys. We're doing an interview after with Hemispheres Magazine, the United Magazine, official sponsor of the
U.S.
Olympic team.
So next time you fly United, just, you know, look in your backseat pocket and look for T&J.
There's probably going to be one quote from Taryn Johnny.
Yeah, it'll be like, we're excited to go to South Korea.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. There probably won't be a picture, so you're going to have to really read through the magazine.
really scour through.
Yeah, and then
highlight our quote, though, for the next passenger.
Yeah, and then we're... and don't you do the crossword in pen or the Sudoku puzzle.
Please.
I've been there. So, actually, I don't even know how to play Sudoku. Anyway, we're doing that, and then we're... we are doing a podcast interview, and you know how we just adore other podcasts aside from our own. Still,
which
don't really
one's
get
it? Sports Illustrated?
It's the Sports Illustrated guy.
And SI Now, I think.
SI Now. And he tweeted out yesterday asking people for questions for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some doozies. So it's going to be real interesting.
It's going to be good.
I like to perform for our podcast. Yeah. And by perform, I mean show up to the studio and talk at a microphone for a little bit. But performing for somebody else's podcast, I'm judgmental about, because now that we're award winning, we have a certain level to keep up.
I like Johnny, you'll have a new outlook, but going on other people's podcasts are fun.
I don't like crossing streams.
I love it.
Well, I didn't pee with my dude friends when I was little, because you know little boys do that stuff and they like cross streams. Not even in a like. No gay things here. This is just like something little boys do.
Okay.
Like you go pee in the dirt.
I'm going to move us on from this. Okay.
Yeah, and this just feels like crossing streams to me. Didn't do it now, not doing it.
We're moving into a different direction. So back to Skate America. Just
anyway,
catching
we're doing
it before, you know,
before
it really
before
go.
Before Miriam has to edit it. That's Tara's whole life, essentially, is she's the safety net that keeps people from having to edit me. We're going too far, like just one step too far.
Yeah, and I catch you right before you do, and that was fun.
Right before it gets weird. But you were never a little boy, so I'm enlightening you for when you have Avi.
Yeah, thank
you. Know,
you.
Ava's brother.
Yep. I love it. I got like some instant, sometimes on Instagram, people will be like, oh, like, you know, it was like when I wanted the, I put up the photo of the dog. They're like, oh, this is great practice for Ava. Like, because Johnny is named my daughter, everyone thinks it's like completely happening and they use Ava in their comments, which is really cute. But okay, let's get back to Skate America and give people times of when we'll be on, because it's actually, you know, we have great time slots. It's on NBC proper and we're
and
gearing up
Channel
for the Olympics.
And NBCSN.
Right. Like this is a big event for skating. Other than nationals, I mean, domestically, other than nationals, this is probably the, you know, it is the second biggest event. And then we have only one more, essentially. We have the Grand Prix Final, but then it is Nationals, which is AKA the Olympic Trials, and then it's the Olympics. So guys, start tuning in.
Yeah, we're getting real close. So we'll get into Skate America coverage schedule, and then we'll get into a little bit of Fan Corner after that. So Skate America, if you guys are listening in a safe place, get out a pen and paper just so that you're able to take this down. You don't have to re-listen a million times. If you're driving, do not write and drive. But you can listen to this back and get the schedule. So on Friday
PSA
of
by
this
Tara
week,
and Johnny.
PSA by Tara and Johnny. Health check sponsored by Advil. health check sponsored by Summer's Eve. That's who we should get. I would love it if we had a lady sponsor like that. Okay. Anyway, our Skate America coverage. Get ready. Friday, the pair's short program is going to be on the Olympic Channel from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, live. The men's short program is going to be shown from 8 to 9:30, also on the Olympic Channel, that same night, live. Saturday, the Olympic Channel will be the spot to catch the pairs free skate live from 2 to 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern. All times are Eastern, by the way. And then on NBC from 4 to 6 p.m., NBC proper, it's live coverage of the men's free skate. From 9 to 11 p.m. on Saturday night, it's the ladies' short program live on NBCSN, NBC Sports Network. And on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m., we have live coverage of the ladies' free skate on NBC. So that was a whole lot. So
that was, but tune in.
Yeah, tune in. So Friday night, Olympic Channel, we've got live coverage of the pairs and men's short programs. Saturday, we've got the pairs free skate on the Olympic Channel, the men's free on NBC, and the ladies' short program on NBCSN. And then Sunday, the ladies' free on NBC.
Lots of live coverage.
Lots of skating. We're excited. We have four on cameras to prepare for. So if you just tune in to see what we're wearing, we've got four different, you have four opportunities
yes.
to see.
Four different looks. What do we have in Fan Corner?
Fan Corner is, you know, you guys are really slacking with actually writing things to us. You're doing great with the likes and the retweets and all that stuff. But we want, like, comments. We want you guys to be our friends. I mean, we tell you everything. We want to hear about your syndromes and, you know, your favorite dog breeds and things like that. But anyway, Fan Corner. So, Tara, do you want to tell the one?
Okay, there was one UMZ, right?
UMZ 113.
113. Missed the last part. And yeah. She feels me because she has, I haven't even seen Todd Kapp drunk once, but she says she has only once seen her husband drunk. So she understands my pain.
In 10 years of marriage.
Right. So hopefully in Lake Placid, maybe we can get TK a little tipsy.
Well, what's great about Lake Placid is you can walk everywhere.
Right.
Not that we will, but we can just, you know, make Todd Kapp stationary, sit him down.
Right.
And possibly tie him down and just force feed him liquor.
Exactly. Let's do it.
Yeah. Then, you know, we asked last week if people tuned into our live coverage of the NHK Trophy at 3 a.m. And
because,
you know,
let's preface it. Because I said that probably four people tuned in. And
yes. And it turns out that no less than three people that follow us on social media tuned in to see us live. So thanks for letting us know. And then something that I noticed Tara liked herself from her, you know, major account there on Twitter was a post from actually Juan, and he wrote and says, when you want to talk on the phone with friends but realize you prefer Tara and Johnny, so you re-listen to the podcast.
I thought that was super cute.
It was super cute, and there is nothing more tedious than actual friends. Avoiding them is the real trouble in life sometimes.
No.
But yeah, thank you guys for interacting with us. As always, you can do that on our social media handles, at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, and at Tara and Johnny. And I really think that we've reached our time limit for this week. Also, I need the restroom.
I can't wait till we get older.
I know. It's just going to be so much more, well, I don't give an F.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the different creams and things that we have to use to keep ourselves alive every day. We're only held together by protein powders and sports cream. All right. But you guys, we love you so much. And we're so appreciative for your following us and for being
listening
a part of our pod. Listening, following,
have a good
watching.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Happy Thanksgiving.
Everybody.
Eat lots of turkey. Drink lots of wine. Tune in to the dog show, the National Dog Show on NBC. And then tune in for Skate America. We'd love you to like tweet as, because it's live.
Yeah, so
we
live
love
tweet.
Live tweeting so we can kind of look at it and, you know, in real time see what's happening and know
yeah,
that
just don't
you guys
get
are
sassy
watching.
With us because we know who actual skating fans are that follow us and we know who
right.
our people are. So if you guys get sassy with us, the skating fans often get sassy with
and
us.
They
but if you guys get sassy,
Johnny
we'll block you.
Like, to
yeah,
be
we,
honest,
we...
those are my favorite. Like, we get such a, like, it's our laughter. But we love our podcast listeners, so we know who you are, and yeah. We know where you live,
and we'll block you if you get sassy
you
for
if
no
get
reason.
Sassy.
I had to block 3 or 4 people last week off of the Tara and Johnny. I really did, just because they got way too sassy and mean. This is not a place for being mean. It's a place for shade.
It's a place of love.
Love and gentle shade is kind of where we
love
live.
Love and gentle shade.
Gentle shade. Health check brought to you by Tara and Johnny. Guys, we love you so much and are so appreciative to you. And until next time,
bye.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.